Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast, featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's gonna be boo-boo this entire time, I'm gonna be mad.
Howdy, and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Yanda. I'm here with my business partner, Bobby Hoyt. And today we have a special guest, our CPA. We both use him, Scott Schieffer. And what's great, Scott is actually a CPA, but he's a tax attorney as well. And if you have been reading our income reports, you've probably already been exposed to Scott because you've seen he has the tax tips in there. You can go get a free training in there that's going to be an expanded version of what we're talking about tonight, which this is a two-part podcast, so you need to tune in for the next one as well. And both of these are tax, legal, I've started a business, what the heck do I do now? And so today, part one, we're going to talk about the legal side of things, which the big question, should I start an LLC? If I do, how should I do it? And next time we're going to talk about the tax stuff. And you know, whenever we have a special guest, we always like to introduce people. And I know I tend to kind of lead into things, but you know, Scott became my CPA at Bobby's recommendation. So Bobby, I'm going to let you go ahead and kind of give a little, you know, pat on the back, build it up introduction for Scott here.
Scott is my favorite and least favorite person in the world. But you know, Scott, I don't even know. Oh, you know what? A good mutual friend, and actually a mutual client, well, for you, my friend Manny told me about you, and actually another friend of Manny's used you as well. And they both raved about you. They're like, this guy is like the next level, just incredible accountant. And I was like, well, I want that. Like, how do I, you know, and that was back when I think it's been 2 years. I had an accountant first. There was this really, really old woman, and she didn't understand my business at all. She was like, she's very close to retiring. She's in her late 60s. She kind of sort of helped me get set up and everything. But there was always this like, she was like, well, wait, what do you do? You blog? Like, what is that? And I remember when I first talked to Scott, he's an avid travel blog reader. And so from the get, like Scott was like, oh yeah, I understand your business. Like, I understand the affiliate thing. I understand how the online business world works. And I was like, this is rare that somebody actually, that a CPA actually understands this. And two, you know, I like you, you know, you're fun to do this with it. I mean, taxes suck, but you know, it's enjoyable when you can work with somebody that actually helps you grow your business. And I feel like you've helped me grow my business while saving me money, which is a huge reason that, so I try to recommend, you know, Scott to everybody I can.
I feel like we've spent more time on the phone, Scott, just talking about random stuff than we have talking about taxes. Like,
yeah,
that's been nice. That's been refreshing.
Yeah. You guys are so easy to get along with, and it's been great getting to know you both personally, but also professionally, and sort of seeing what's been happening with Bobby's business for the last 2 years. And then the two of you for the last year. So yeah, it's been great. I'm really glad to be a guest today.
Yeah, you've seen some probably pretty crazy, like, I would imagine, like, when you first saw my stuff in the beginning, and it's since then, it's, like, exponentially just, like, gone weird, you know? So, I'm sure you see that with a lot of clients, but I think it's been very interesting to kind of, for me to go through that process with somebody that actually can help me as I go through it, because there's a lot of questions of, like, okay, my, you know, and I hope this happens for everybody, but it's, like, okay, my income just skyrocketed. What the hell do I do? Because, like, you have all these fears. It's, like, that's the first thing. It's, like, my income just went up, and then you go, like, you have this moment of fear of like, am I going to mess this up? And the consequences of messing it up can be very, very strong, you know? And that was one of those things where, you know, I've always felt very comfortable. It's like, as this thing has grown up, like I've known I've had Scott there. So it's been a cool thing.
Yeah. That's great to hear. One of the things that we're going to talk about is when you should decide to have an LLC. And I'm curious to hear from you all your sort of origin story, because that was before I was involved at your CPA. Yeah, I came in and you all both already had an LLC. So I think that'll be something that you all can, you know, tell the audience, maybe they haven't heard that part about. But Yeah, in general, what we want to talk about is you're starting a business, you have a side hustle, and you're thinking about should you have an LLC or not, or should this be a DBA? So that's sort of the framework, I think, of what we want to talk about this episode.
Yeah,
100%.
So I'll just start with my story, because I think that was one of the things, there was a lot of things I didn't do right. I think one of the things that I did do right was at least set up my accounting, set up my books and start an LLC. I was very adamant about that from the beginning, and it wasn't because I'm like a genius or anything. I actually had a mentor, a good friend that was, and I talk about him all the time, but his name's Jim, and he owned a pool company. A swimming pool company. In that business, there's a lot of liabilities, you know, like children can fall into pools and people can get hurt. And so he was, from the very beginning, when he was kind of mentoring me in business, he was like, you have to get an LLC. You have to get a business structure set up.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, that makes sense. I don't know what to do. And his was different. I think he was, I don't want to mess this up, but it was like a, before an LLC, Scott, you'll probably know this, before LLCs, there was like a limited partnership and a master partnership or something. There was like a three-way, you know, system before LLCs, and then LLCs came around. So his setup was different than mine, but I set up the LLC, and I think for a while I was actually a general partnership. And then he actually advised me, he was like, hey, you're going to be paying Social Security and Medicare taxes on all of your earnings, you know, all of your profits. Mm-hmm. And that's going to suck. So you need to do an S corp. And so with my first accountant, we got that set up, but that was about as far as we got. Before I got to you, Scott, and I was like, okay, I sort of know what I'm doing, but I really don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I think you've touched on a lot there, Bobby, that's sort of the framework of what people think about. For liability, I think is a major one. I mean, the name of the term LLC, limited liability company. So we want to limit liability. And I think you have to think about your business too. I mean, you mentioned your mentor was in the pool business. If someone has an Etsy business who's making pieces of art that are going to hang on the walls of their friends and relatives' homes, like maybe not a lot of liability risk, right? But if you're shipping fireworks to small children in other countries, like maybe you need to be concerned about it, right? So it depends on your business, I think, is one issue on the liability piece. And you know, that's not the only thing to think about though, right? Because I think the next step is to sort of think about, well, how big is this business going to be? And you know, you could have risks, but if you're only selling a few things, then you're maybe not worried about it. So when you start to think about, well, I'm gonna get organized, I wanna have an LLC, how big is the business gonna be? And that's gonna inform whether or not you want to take the additional costs and hassle to form this legal entity.
Yeah. And, you know, this is, you know, Bobby and I's business, Laptop Empires. This is my third business. And so my first business, I had an LLC immediately. My second business, I did not have an LLC until recently. The third one we did immediately. So you talk about liability. I started my first business when I was in law school, and it was online fitness business. And I knew, one, you know, I was studying this stuff, but I knew I wanted the liability protection because I was helping people with workout programs and that sort of stuff. And if somebody got hurt, then they might come after me. So I, you know, set up, I was actually at the time working at a law office as an intern, and my boss set up the LLC, but I did all the work. And so I actually set up my own LLC, but I wasn't an attorney yet. And you don't have to be an attorney to set up an LLC, but like he really did it, you know, but I set it up immediately, but it was like such a small amount of money. I did not have an S corp, which, you know, we'll get into later. But then when I started my agency, before it was an agency, when it was just me helping other business owners, you know, I was working as an attorney at the time. I had my fitness business, and it was just something that I was doing to get a little extra money because I could. And I did not get an LLC for it set up. I didn't worry about that. And all of a sudden I got to the end of last year where I had gone from where it was this little thing to all of a sudden I wasn't practicing law. I'd shut down that old fitness business, and I was making $30,000 a month with this business. And I was going, okay, I'm losing so much money in taxes right now because I didn't even have an LLC. And so I got my LLC, I made it like in December, and I started working with you. We got the S corp, and you know, I'm kicking myself because I missed a lot of opportunities to save money with that. But I think it's interesting to just show, like, you don't have to have it right away, right? I should have had it much earlier, but I was able to do it down the road. And so I think that's kind of an interesting perspective to see there. Like, if you don't have one, don't worry. You can create one.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a 100% right answer on when you should have one. I think one important thing is to think about the cost, right? So you were working with at a law firm, and he was able to kind of guide you on the formation piece. There's also going to be a state fee. In Texas, where I practice, I know the fee is $300 for an LLC, and it's a one-time fee that you pay the Secretary of State, and that's it. In California, where I'm not licensed, and I'm not giving you legal advice in California or in Texas, it's $800 every single year that you have an LLC. And so you wouldn't really, it wouldn't even make economic sense if you had a relatively small side hustle to have a California LLC. In New York, it's $200. And so, I mean, you can go across all the states and it's going to vary. So you want to look at one, what's the state fee? And that's pretty easy to find. You can just call the Secretary of State in your particular state. You don't have to form your LLC in the state that you live. It makes sense to in most cases, but there could be situations where it wouldn't make sense. Now, how would you know that? Well, that's part of the second step. So not only the state filing fee, then you need an advisor, an attorney to help you form this. And you can hire someone directly, or you could use a service like LegalZoom. Now, LegalZoom will say, we are not attorneys. We were formed by attorneys and we help guide you. But they explicitly say, we're not your attorney. But I think, like in Mike's situation, I mean, you had someone there with you. The risk in doing too much yourself is what you do not know. And I would be the first to say, I don't know everything. And so if someone came to me and said, oh, I want to form, you know, an LLC in some other state. Well, you need somebody that has done that many times to kind of give you, you know, the ins and outs on what you want to watch for. So well, for, yeah, go ahead.
Here's a good example with that. I'm an attorney. I still can go practice. I have formed dozens of these things, like back before I quit practicing. But when I formed my most recent LLC, I went and I hired someone to do it for me, because even in that short period of time, I was like, I just haven't been doing this enough recently to know if I'd catch everything. And so I'm a big proponent of like, go hire an expert. Like go talk to somebody. And a lot of times a good CPA or a good attorney, if you're interested in doing this sort of thing, they'll have a consultation with you and give you advice for free. A lot of times they'll meet with you. So not all of them, but a lot of them. So go and at least have a consultation with a CPA or an attorney. And I also think this is a good point right here to make. I'm an attorney. Scott is an attorney. Bobby is not an attorney, but even the attorneys in this conversation are not giving you legal advice. We're just kind of sharing some general information about LLCs and taxes that can be benefit for you. But this is our legal disclaimer right here. This is not legal advice. I know Scott kind of dropped that a little bit, but let's drop that hammer hard.
I love attorneys. They're always, it was like, you're always so scared, but I understand it's because you understand like, what they're like. What, you know, it's like as a blogger, I'm like, oh, I can just, you know, whatever. But yeah,
I think people are scared of attorney fees. When if you're considering starting a business, do your research. Don't be afraid to contact more than one attorney. Use your network to see who's out there. Ask them how much it's going to cost. It's the most uncomfortable question, and people are always afraid, but that's going to clear the air, and then you're not going to get a bill at the end. A good attorney is going to tell you, you know, approximately the cost before he or she starts working for you. But, you know, don't be afraid to ask. I mean, I have seen people spend from, you know, as little as a few hundred dollars to $2,000 to form an LLC. Yeah. I think you could find a lot of things in that range. You could probably spend more, because we're talking about LLCs for side hustles for you all both started businesses for yourselves. Now, Bobby's had his wife with his LLC, which by default would make that a partnership, except for the fact that they were married and in a community property state. So it can get complicated. But just to say that forming an LLC with a friend, you may have a partnership now. And so that could have different implications. And so getting advice is never a bad thing. Now, I wouldn't advise anybody to go out and borrow money to form their LLC, right? Like, so in the course of your business, have a little success or have some savings before you decide to, you know, spend money on the formation.
I think that's a great point, because it is. You know, having an LLC is not what makes you like a legit business. Like, you know, go make some money. It's okay to make money before you have the LLC. I mean, and that's the same, like I said earlier, how much I had built my agency up. I had team members before I formed an LLC for that business. And that was not the smartest move. But you know what happened for me is like, I just got so in the weeds because I was growing so fast that it was the thing I kept putting off because I was like, I'll do that later. I'll do that when I can get to it. I'll do it when I get to it. And 6 months later, I was 6 months, you know, beyond when I should have done it. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. but don't be afraid to like, to think. You don't have to sit here and go, I have to pay somebody to build me a website. I have to pay to get business cards. I have to pay to get an LLC. I've got to pay to get a PO box. You don't have to do all that. Go make money first. Prove the concept. Prove that you have a business that people are willing to pay you for before you worry about that stuff.
Yeah. And I think it depends on your personality as well. There's going to be some people who are nervous. And so they're going to want to do a little bit more beforehand. Other people are going to just dive right in. I think another thing about the LLC that it does give you some credibility in the marketplace. So you're going to be able to go to someone and say, you know, I'm Laptop Empires LLC. And that sounds better than just your own names.
Better than I'm Mike and Bobby. So then, can we help you?
Yeah. Can Bobby show? I mean, that doesn't sound so bad, but it's like, is this a Brady Bunch sort of reformulation now that, you know, we've got so many shows coming back? Is this the Brady Bunch reiteration or what? But yeah, so I would say that for some businesses, it's going to give you more credibility in the marketplace, and it could increase your own investment. It's like the person who signs up for a 3-year membership to a gym, and then they know that in their own personality, that's going to get them to go because they've already signed up and they paid it. So maybe if you spend the money to form the LLC, that's going to get you motivated. Not everyone's that way, right? The majority of people would sign up for it. And then, you know, you need the proof of concept. You need to sort of demonstrate that this is business going to work before you expend a lot of funds on it.
Yeah. I think, you know, for me, my first LLC was actually set up on LegalZoom. I don't do that anymore, but I've always felt like just having the LLC made me feel as a business owner a little bit more legit, and that I had to kind of go out and I don't know, maybe had more to prove. I'm a big fan of any time that there is an opportunity and you can afford it, where you can go get some professional help with something, whether it's, you know, your taxes, legal advice, or whatever. You know, I probably overdo it on those things because I feel like it's just the smarter way to go, and my risk tolerance is low when it comes to, you know, exposure, right, and things like that. Like if anytime I get a contract or something from a company, like I'm calling my lawyer, my other lawyer, you know, immediately, because it's just like, I don't, you know, but those things change. And I remember when I first started, I didn't have the money to do those things. So what I always feel like is, you know, like what Mike said, like start your business, go make some money. But I think one of the first investments that you should make is your legal structure and figuring out taxes, because you can save, you know, on the tax side of things, and Scott will tell you this, you can save a ton of money by having the correct structure from the beginning. And so but I agree with Mike on that. Go make some money first.
I would actually say, this is me personally, the first investment that I made and that I would make is hiring a CPA.
Yep, I agree.
To handle the taxes, because there's so many things, like, you know, I think one of my bigger fears in business is like, I don't want to get audited. Like, maybe it's not a big deal, I don't really know, but it seems scary to me. And it's not because I'm doing anything shady, because I'm not, you know, like I just said, I paid way more than I probably need to, but I'm just like, I have this fear that I'm like, what if I forgot to put something in? Or what if I didn't do something that I was supposed to do? And it's a big comfort when you get into tax season and you have somebody like Scott that says, here's a list of everything that you need to do. And if you don't have it, you need to go find it. And then on top of that, like, here's some ways that we can save you some money. Like, you know, when Scott and I were talking, and he was like, you know, my wife and I had a baby, and he was like, oh, did you know that like you can save money on your taxes because you all just had a baby? Why? No, I didn't. That's awesome. Because right now he costs me more money than, you know, he saves me. So, I think really these two things we're talking about, having an LLC and getting a CPA, I really feel like are two of the earliest investments that I would make personally before a website or anything like that. I think people go to the website and the business cards and.
Oh, I agree with that. I did LLC before I did a website or anything like that, because I just, you know, one, it was like, you know, my mentor kind of pounded it into me. But I think, you know, I think if you had, when you're starting a business, you need to have a more than a, you know, 1 or 2 month or 3 month plan. You know, you have to have a 5, 10 year, 15 year, the course of your career plan. And if you have, you know, let's say, if you have a solid tax strategy, not just for the beginning year of your business, but if you have kind of an end goal in mind, you know, tax laws change and everything like that. But if you have an end goal in mind of like, I'm always going to make sure that I'm doing the right things with my taxes, I mean, God knows how much money you're going to save, you're going to keep in your pocket over the course of your career if you always have that kind of mentality. And so I think if you start early with that, like what you said, then you're going to save yourself a ton of money and you're going to limit a lot of your risk.
Yeah, you know, Scott, we talked like with my taxes, if I would have formed my LLC 6 days earlier, I would have been able to save a percentage of like $15,000 that I wasn't able to save money on because I formed it 6 days later than I should, you know, I could have. So
your success came too fast.
Yeah. What Scott, would you say, like, new business, thinking about, do I need an LLC? You mentioned liability, you mentioned thinking about costs, but like, could you run us through the factors that you would recommend a new business owner consider and why when they're deciding whether to have an LLC or to do a DBA, which means doing business as, basically it's you?
Yeah. I mean, I think that we've kind of gone through the liability and what I would call credibility in the marketplace, which is sort of like, you know, do you have this name out there? But I think you mentioned DBA. That's great. We need to talk about that because even though you don't form an LLC, maybe you're still in the formulation and you don't have any clients yet, or you're figuring out your business. If you're spending any costs, there's no downside to forming what's called a DBA, doing business as. You file it with the local jurisdiction that you're in. It could be the city or the county. Mm-hmm. It costs less than $50 in most places. And what that will allow you to do is get a separate bank account. And that's very important because whatever amount you're spending, you're going to want to be able to track it for tax purposes. And so if you have a separate bank account, it's very easy to do. And you'll make your CPA really happy when you say, you know, am I mixing? I mean, invariably the CPA will say, are you mixing personal and business expenses in one account? And when you say, no, everything here is the business. I mean, it's great. So yeah, I think those are I'd say, liability, credibility, and then just sort of record keeping that you could think about. The LLC allows you to do more of that, but you can do it as well with the DBA by having a separate bank account. So I think sort of those things are important. I want to talk a little bit more about hiring a CPA and what you would think about on that. This is a great time to do it. Contacting somebody in, you know, busy season is not a great time, like January to April 15th.
Yeah. To clue y'all in as we're recording this, because maybe you're watching this or you're listening to this, the podcast, if you're listening to this in, let's say, March, April, then that is not a good time. Like, that's what he's saying. That's don't do that.
Yes.
But it's currently June, and June's a great time. You know, I mean, Scott, we couldn't get a hold of Scott, you know, at all for a while there. And then he was done. And then he went on this like month long vacation and now he's back and he's got time to hang out with us and everything. So that June.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, any time that you can, you know, make in your schedule. But basically, it's a great question to ask an advisor, like, what have you seen other business owners do right? And what have you seen them do wrong? And then you're going to get the benefit and the wisdom of all that experience. Could you find a lot of this online yourself? Yes. But the risk is you don't know what you don't know, right? And so lean on your networks. Don't be afraid to ask for advice because you'll save yourself a lot of problems in that sense.
Yeah, and the Reddit experts are hit or miss, right? Some of them are really good. Some of them, it's really bad advice. So it's better to just go to a real pro that knows what they're doing, that's licensed, that does it for a living, that can give you solid advice, or at least you can say, he told me to do it.
Well, I think too, the other thing about having a professional like that, I mean, I think if you have somebody that's good, you can kind of have a relationship with them to where when things do change with your business, because it grows and it changes, you can come to somebody and say, hey, this situation changed. Like Mike said, with having a child earlier, you know, my wife just left her job. And so I went to Scott and I was like, hey, like our W-2 income just changed a lot. Like, do I do partner draws from the business? Like, how do I, you know, what's the best way to do this? And then he said, you know, you need to do this and whatever, but you know, those things are ongoing. And I think if you have a good relationship with a professional, as your business grows, like you have less time to think about those kind of things. And so it's easy to just go to somebody and say like, what do I do? And they go, you do this so you don't get in trouble. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. And it's one less thing to think about and worry about.
Scott, can you talk about, we've talked about liability, we've talked about credibility. Can you talk about the financial side of it? Because I think the amount you're earning, or, you know, just like talking about with an LLC, there's different ways to do an LLC. And I think one of the biggest thing is, are you just going to have an LLC that's a sole proprietorship, or an LLC where you do an S corp formation, you're paying yourself a wage, you know, there's some tax savings and things there. So can you talk about that financial piece of it? Because I think that's a big one. Like, the liability one is huge for a lot of businesses, but for businesses where that's not huge, the financial piece is really big. Because if you're a business owner, if it's a side hustle, that's one thing. If you're creating a real business that's full time, then you want to be able to earn as much as possible. You want to be able to, you know, be a good citizen, pay your taxes, but be able to keep as much money in your pocket as possible. And your CPA and the type of filing you do has a really big impact on that, as I've learned this year, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. So the LLC is a state-based entity. So you, whatever state you live in, you would get that recognition. But then what Mike is talking about is federal tax implications. And so the state and the federal government sort of mix in on this in terms of the impact, because you can't have an LLC. That doesn't exist. What you can have is an entity like an LLC that has made an election with the IRS to be taxed as an S-corp. Now, you'll hear people say all the time, I have an S-corp, which is shorthand. I mean, it's true in the tax sense. But the difference, what Mike is talking about there is great, because is great to think about. If you have an LLC and you haven't made any other elections, or you have a DBA, so you're a sole proprietorship lemonade stand, you know, whatever it is, then you're going to be subject to self-employment taxes on all of that income. So that's Social Security and Medicare. We call those self-employment taxes. Now, as some of you probably know, Social Security taxes are capped. After you make a certain amount of money, you don't pay any more. So that number this year is $128,400 in the year 2018. It's indexed for inflation. So it goes up a little bit every year. So after you make more than that, $128,400 this year, you don't pay any more Social Security taxes. So that's great, right? Medicare taxes are not, there's no cap. You always pay those. So going back to our LLC, you're going to be paying Medicare and Social Security taxes on the first $128,400 that you make. Now, we'd also add in your other job. It's not per job. So maybe if you have a day job, it's well paid, then you're going to be at the max. But regardless, those taxes can add up, and there's no cap on the Medicare. So the solution to that is totally legal, and you know, some people call it a loophole, but it's well documented, is the S corporation. So that's a federal tax election that you make, whereby you're electing your LLC to be taxed as an S corp, and it involves a lot of extra considerations that we want to talk about. But in general, the main tax benefit is that you will cap your self-employment taxes. You'll pay self-employment taxes only on the salary that your LLC pays you. And so Mike and Bobby, I mean, could we really replace them? Like, could they find someone to do that job out of their company? Probably would be tough, but the concept is that they-
It's tough, I've been trying.
Yeah, exactly. The concept is, as the owner of the S-Corp, you pay yourself a salary, and that salary should be the quote, reasonable compensation that is what you would have to pay just to hire someone to do your job. And then the rest of the earnings are not subject to the self-employment taxes. All of it's subject to income tax. So we're not really talking about an income tax savings, but we're talking about self-employment taxes. So gets, you know, into the weeds fairly quickly, but that's the big picture concept.
Yeah. And we're going to talk more about taxes, but we can always talk about Texas, but we're going to talk more about taxes in the next episode, Texas Forever. Sorry. I've been watching Friday Night Lights,
a great show. Yep.
So we're going to talk more about taxes, but if you have a job, they're paying, you know, you're paying in, but your company's covering the employer side of the Social Security, Medicare. And so the amount of taxes that you pay as an employee is less than you pay as a business owner. And so when you go, and we'll get into this, but when you go and you pay your taxes as a business owner, you are paying a bigger percentage than you might be used to coming from another job. And this S corp is a way to reduce that number a decent chunk and really allow you to keep more money in your pocket.
Yeah, that's a huge point.
And so I think, you know, these things, they go so fast, and we're going to cover a lot of this in the next episode. So on the legal side of things, when you're thinking about, should I start an LLC or not, are there kind of any final points that you think we should talk about or be clear on? you know, before we wrap up this episode?
Yeah. Lean on your network. Don't be confined to your own state. If your business would be better suited to be formed in another state, but know that if you're going to do business in any state, you're only going to have liability protections with the states that you've registered to do business in. So those are sort of the last points I would make, but I think you've covered most of it.
Yeah. And I think with that, then the real big takeaway and that I always want people to have when we talk about this kind of stuff is go talk to an expert. Right? Like, we're trying to give you some general information. We're trying to give you the point of these podcasts in these two episodes is to give you awareness. We're trying to make you recognize that there are some things that you should consider and there's some things that you can do. And when you come through this, it's not so that you can, you know, come to Scott or come to us and say, hey, how do I do this? It's so you can say, oh, maybe I should start an LLC. Maybe I should do this S Corp. I should go talk to my CPA. Or I should go find a CPA, or I should go have a consultation with an attorney or whatever. It's about awareness. So consult an expert, like we said, shop around, find somebody that'll do a free consultation or find somebody that will work within your budget, and then really lean on that person that can find out your details and really give you good advice. And Bobby, you got any final words before we wrap this one up?
No, I think we really covered it as far as the LLC part. I think it's, you know, just to go back really quickly, I think it needs to be one of the first things you need to do. You know, as soon as you start making money, make that investment. It pays off dividends. It's huge going forward in your business.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I think this is going to be a popular episode. Please go subscribe, you know, to the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes. If you like this, let us know in the comments. Let us know your questions. Let us know what you learned. Share it with your friends. We want everybody to know. And of course, we'd appreciate a nice little review of this podcast if you liked it. We'll see y'all next episode. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.